Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, that is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Try Brower. The former block up has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, idiots, pipe down. Show's about to begin. I mean, Frank's not here, okay?
I'm worried about
beat
you
him
this
up.
Morning.
Let's beat him up.
Charlie, listen, Frank is a little, or not
cut
Frank,
his mic.
Martin's a little nervous today,
with
Charlie,
us,
just
yeah,
so he, you know.
I'm not nervous. I'm already aggravated is what it is. I'm not nervous.
I know you are.
He's
I am
mad
not
at
nervous.
Us. Show hasn't even started. He's mad at us already.
Strick yeah. and Tuna don't make me nervous. They do annoy me at times.
Well, if we do annoy you at
Welcome
times,
to
today
the
is a new day.
Show in St. Louis radio ever.
So let's hear what those guys going to say.
855-282-8255. Is this the most popular show in radio? I'm going to guess no.
Yes, it is. Charlie. What do you think?
855-282. What about your own shows, idiots? What about your show? What about your show?
Well, I know my show is hot. My show, we talk about everything. Boxing, basketball, football, baseball, everything. Not just hockey and the Cardinals all day long.
Barry Switzer.
Charlie's show is about the seventh most popular Whoa. Show on the station.
No,
it's racist.
They don't even know what his show. Do you have a show? A little baby show.
Oh, come on.
That's about the Humane Society.
I mean, what does that mean? That doesn't make any sense. But I like it.
You like that, don't you?
Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank is on the beach, which could be a euphemism. He's actually on the beach. He's on vacation with Monique.
Where is he?
He's in Cancun.
Hope there's no bikinis around.
Cancun. You know, nobody loves... Every time he goes to an all-inclusive resort, he acts like he's never been there before. He's like, oh, my God, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my
life. Most people going to Cancun would
the
say...
The best papaya I've ever had.
Don't you take any pictures.
Most people would be talking about the sun, the weather, getting away.
Food.
The headline for him was the buffet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, crab legs and fresh avocados. Like you had a romantic weekend with your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is the buffet open
the most
yet?
Incredible
Picture Monique as a lobster. That's all you do.
I don't even know what that means.
The most incredible jackfruit I've ever had in my entire life.
At the end of this show, we're going to issue the apology, and it will say Charlie Tuna did not take his medication today, and that will explain everything.
No. I got
welcome. It's the
that
slop,
is
guys.
To say.
Yeah, said,
no,
I don't take
Charlie
any medication.
Jones, famous announcer. Said a lot of weird things during a Broncos
Charlie
game.
Jones.
Oh, Charlie,
yeah,
great announcer.
Him.
Big
white
hair
yeah, with the glasses. Yeah.
And after this Broncos game where he was saying really weird, random stuff, NBC put out a press release and said, we apologize. Charlie didn't take his medication earlier
is that
today.
Happened?
That's what happened to him?
Yeah, and he was a little off.
Was he fired after that?
I don't think no. now
no,
he would be.
He's got a great voice.
Love Charlie Jones.
I was
Jones.
A little worried about you yesterday. I'm sorry the Marquette lost the game. Are you over that?
They got destroyed.
It was embarrassing. There's no other word than embarrassing.
Oh, that was so awful. Charlie Jones died in 08.
Okay. God,
the
rest
center
in peace.
Had four shots in a row.
Forgot to take his medication.
I thought Marquette would lose. I really did. But I didn't think we'd get embarrassed. It was awful.
Okay.
The coach even said
it. It is enough.
I agree
with Strickland. That is enough Marquette talk.
I still have my
Let's move on.
I still
Next
have
topic.
My Marquette cooler.
Marquette
though,
and
golf
Bradley,
tournament.
We've had enough.
I agree.
Bradley held their own.
Bradley played well.
How'd they do?
They lost, but they were tight with Michigan State for a while.
Is that the only team from the NBC to get in? We got another one?
That's the only one.
What
tough year for the Missouri
conference that? What conference has the best winning percentage on the NCAA?
Isn't it
you mean
in 12 years?
Historically, you mean?
Since 1912. I mean, 2012.
What?
Missouri Valley Conference this morning.
Missouri Valley Conference.
Oh, that's winning percentage?
Winning percentage, 654.
Yeah, but
MVC.
Okay. I understand that because they've had some great runs recently. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with Wichita State when they were in the conference and whatever. But if you look at the number of games they've played compared to some of the bigger conferences, it doesn't compare. So, I mean, percentage, I get it, but not as much of a body.
Big Ten was down. They were four.
Okay. So Strick
is
here.
What I'm saying, right?
Tuna is what you're saying. Here. We're here.
Okay.
To rain on the SLU parade. We got a Billiken special coming up at 2 o'clock.
I'm part of it also. I love the Billiken.
I'm going to jump on that plane with my guy Chaffetz.
How about that?
How are you going to get back?
All right, you guys.
Why aren't the alumni going out there on their own? I hope. Listen, here's what
this is for the students.
This is what I want to say to SLU Nation. I hope you show up in San Jose. I want to see some people there. It doesn't matter if they're 65 and older. Doesn't matter, whatever. I want to see the fans show up and support this basketball team.
I agree with that.
And I want to see the students support this basketball team. You know, I saw a lot of videos over the course of the past week. People are getting behind the Billikens as they should. What they did over the weekend in the conference tournament was fantastic to be able to win the tournament and punch a ticket to the dance. Now it's time to be a big boy program and show up and support the Billikens. They had like 9 people show up to a little pep rally, had more media members than students. I'd like to see more students get out there and support this program.
Did Frank tear his pants when they ran out on the court?
When they jumped out there?
Did you see tear his pants?
Yeah, you know when the players start celebrating. Frank was on top.
So I hope, listen, this is a, every game's winnable. I think the spread is like 10.5 or something like that. Like
USA Today picked SLU to win.
Ooh.
Did they?
Yeah.
Very winnable game.
Virginia Tech team is, you know, Florida State is now my favorite team in the tournament. I love
they got grown
Florida
men,
State.
That's why.
And if I had a kid who was a recruit, I'd send him to play for Leonard Hamilton right now.
Isn't it cool?
I like Leonard.
And he's young, looking at 70.
Well, you just know, you can tell when he walks into the living room, he's walking out with a done deal.
Sorry,
right?
Okay, you got him.
I like Leonard.
He's 70, the players are 30, right. I believe.
You know, he relates. Virginia Tech, you know, their last two games against Florida State down the stretch took them into overtime. They beat Duke without Zion Williamson. So they've won some big games, and they play in the ACC, which is an unbelievable conference. This is going to be a great test, and I'm looking forward to it. What station is it on? What network?
With the basketball?
Yeah.
True TV at 8:57 tonight.
We all get that? True TV?
No, you don't get it, but if you got Sling and some things like that, you'll get
I should have True TV.
It'll actually begin probably 9:15. I'm just saying, those games never start on time.
No, the Billikens beat Virginia Tech last year. Doesn't mean a lot, but they have some of the same players on the team.
Madison Square Garden,
but they're playing, the Billikens play better defense, can't shoot free throws. I think the Billikens would win. This is good for the city.
Do you know the Billikens rank 350th? In the nation, out of 351 Division I teams in free throw percentage.
Yeah, they're bad at free throws.
And on the flip side, Virginia Tech, very good at the stripe.
Very good at the stripe. How about the fact, when's the last time Mizzou won a tournament game? Do you remember?
It was prior to Frank Hayes. Probably Mike Anderson.
It was Mike Anderson in 2010.
Yeah, so Konzo, you're on watch next. Konzo. Konzo was on watch.
He's got 8 years.
Konzo's on, but he ain't worried about it.
He's got 8 years to win a tournament.
So he's my guy. Konzo's my guy. My staff, but he's on. He set the bar too high for himself because of the program overachieving in his first year. But he's got some players coming in. But now it's time
to
win.
He'll be okay.
So my point is,
can't be second fiddle in the state.
My point is,
come on.
If you guys like to kind of poke fun at SLU, the little program that it is, you do. That's okay.
Wow.
They have won 3 tournament games since 2012, mm-hmm. and Mizzou hasn't won a tournament game since 2010.
Why are you bringing Mizzou into the conference?
Because you guys treat SLU like it's the little sisters of the poor.
They underachieved this year, and they made up for it with a hot weekend, and now they found themselves into the tournament. Let's see them play a competitive game tonight. I hope they win.
They're like slippery rock.
I mean, and everyone takes offense.
Means nothing.
To it, see? I mean,
not taking offense. I'm sticking to the
We're
fact.
Happy.
They've won
We're
3 tournament games.
Weren't they expected
since Mizzou won one
to win the conference?
They were
the
conference outright.
Conference outright. So you were thinking over the course of the year, well, this has not gone as planned, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
This is a little bit of a
It was a mildly disappointing season.
Right,
it was.
If they win 2 games, they could face Duke.
Well, that'd be great.
Well,
that'd
be wonderful. Mississippi State in the second round.
Winner of the Mississippi State Liberty game. Yeah. SLU will play next.
Liberty.
What is your favorite radio show? 855-282-8255. Strick says there's no doubt it is this show. It's
or
the slop.
Or Hockey Sense. Yeah. Probably one or the other.
Hockey Sense. When does that come on?
Today.
At 6 a.m.?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Okay. It's the baby show brought to you by the Humane Society.
Yeah, Humane Society brings it on.
The longest running hockey show in St. Louis.
Gateway Motorsports Park, opening segment here with Strick Tuna. It is, of course, the slop. All right, call your upset today. Give me an upset. We didn't have any opening day. Of the tournament was rather boring in terms of we did have a 12 beating a 5.
No, wait, all the better seeds won yesterday.
That was expected.
Yeah. So it's turning into the women's basketball tournament now is what it looks like.
Usually
we see some big-time upsets.
You think today is that day?
Oh, yeah, we'll see some
SLU
today.
Over Virginia Tech would be a 13 over a 4.
But that ain't a big upset, though, if they win.
I mean, the 13-4 separation isn't like, nearly as close as
Liberty.
Like North Dakota State beating Duke would be a big upset.
Okay, how about Liberty over Mississippi State? No, not happening. That's a 12-5.
No, that would be an upset.
That would be an upset.
But not a biggie.
12-5 is an upset.
Georgia State over Houston. That's
that would
a 14-3. I'm saying, do you see any of these happening? Because we need a big
Didn't
one.
Didn't SLU beat
I can
Houston,
see that.
Or they lost to Houston early in the year, but it was a close
down
game.
Down there.
And
played
Houston
well.
Was, Houston
lost.
May have been undefeated.
They got some athletes. They weren't defeated when they played SLU.
Yeah, yeah.
Oregon's a 12 seed. They could beat Wisconsin.
Now, I watched a lot of the Pac-12 tournament in all seriousness because the games were on late. So I was able to catch up on a lot of that tournament. Bill Walton calling the games, the Pac-12 tournament. I really was impressed with teams like Oregon, with teams like Washington. They're fun to watch, man. I like the Pac-12. I wouldn't be surprised if some of these teams out of the Pac-12 win a couple of games here in the first weekend.
UC Irvine is a 13 playing K-State. K-State made an Elite Eight run last year. Bruce Weber, friend of the show, friend of the program.
How's his voice? He doing all right?
I think he lost it already.
I love his coaching style. He's up and down.
I love
Tom Izzo,
man. Tom Izzo.
My guy.
Everyone wants to get all, you know, worked
Let's
up.
Talk, can we talk about that?
Sure. He got in the face.
Aaron Henry.
Of
freshman.
Aaron Henry, who's a freshman, right? He got in his face, man. That is coaching.
Well.
And you know, we're all like, oh, my God, what is he doing? Because we're not used to seeing that type of coaching, man. But he doesn't care. I love the way he handled it. He didn't cross the line. He didn't go too far. At least you hope he doesn't when the cameras aren't showing. Showed a little bit of rage, but
the players
said
I've heard worse.
Yeah, hey, but you know what? This is the NCAA tournament. Loser goes home, man. I mean, you got to get your message across.
Well, society today doesn't permit coaches to do that anymore. I'm old school. This is trouble today. Kids are soft. Mm. He needs somebody in their face. Hell, if we get 2 inches of snow, they close the school. If it's 5 below 0, they can't go to school. Kids are too soft, and I like Izzo. I like the program the way he did. Like you said, we won and done,
right.
And nothing wrong with that coaching
he's
style.
He's one of the only coaches that I can see that isn't afraid of his players. You know, nowadays they're afraid of their players.
But they
players.
Know what they get when they sign with Michigan State.
They're afraid of their players. Not the other way around where the players are afraid of the coach. A lot of these coaches are afraid of the players. Well, if I upset this guy, he's going to leave. How's it going to affect the next recruit coming in? You know, I mean, these guys don't know how to be.
But didn't you guys blame Travis
skin.
Ford when Cartier Gordon left? Didn't you guys say that they were too tough on him, that they ran him
I
off?
I never said
no,
that.
No, we never said he was too tough on him. But
didn't you blame the coaches for his leaving?
I said that that
they
you
knew.
You know what you're getting. Don't
Correct.
All of a sudden be surprised when you know what you're getting, and then all of a sudden
he leaves.
The player is
I don't think
what
they were surprised.
Okay.
No.
Some people said, they were too tough on him. Like, that's their job.
No, you know what? The athletic department said, hey, you take a chance on this kid. You bring him in. This is on you.
That's on you.
Work.
Absolutely.
So that was a strike against Travis
Ford. Do you think we said Travis Ford had to have an inkling this kid was going to leave?
Absolutely. But you'd take a shot on him. If you're that coach and you got that much talent,
Every coach thinks they can change a player.
Correct.
Every coach is like that.
You don't need
college. Collegian or professional?
I think the majority of college coaches are in charge of the player, and they yell at them. They're comfortable. Yell. I don't think there's that many college coaches that are afraid of players.
Well, look at football. Dabney Swinney.
The NBA, they are.
Saban. Yes. NBA, no, they don't mess
this
around.
This is the way it is in all sports now.
I think college coaches are not, on the whole, are in charge,
this,
and they're willing to yell at them, and they're not afraid.
This is how it's changed, okay? I mean, listen to what I'm saying. Maybe I don't mean like literally like afraid of them, but they are way more cautious now than they've ever been, which is why you don't see coaches coach in a hard way anymore, man. Players have the power. You see more and more players. You see more and more players leaving. They leave their programs when they're upset. When things don't go their way, they don't play enough early on. They transfer. All these kids leave their programs. It has changed.
Well, I'm gonna tell you
what
something.
It was 20 years.
What
ago.
Izzo did yesterday, if that had been a younger, unknown coach,
correct,
he would have been on the hot seat. Okay, that's just the way the game is now. But he has a reputation of coaching like that. Coach K is like that, not as vocal as he is. But a young coach can't coach like that anymore. Mm-hmm. Social media will kill him.
You're right. Even Brian Kelly, Notre Dame sideline, you know, he's had to tone it down a little bit because, you know, he's on national TV every Sunday or Saturday. And, you know, he gets in the face and goes a little bit wild and goes crazy. And sometimes even me, I think he needs to tone it down a little bit and just chill out. But, you know, we're not used to seeing coaches act like that in the sidelines.
Does a parent, like well, parents looking at that, Martin and Andy, would they look at this? I don't want little Johnny to go to Michigan
State. Would, yeah.
Some would.
But he's
some
still going to get plenty of good players.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know what you're getting when you're going to play for Izzo. But
right.
The Bob Knights of the world will never happen again.
And
no,
I, and I
coach, not that.
And
no.
I coach youth sports. High-level youth sports.
Do you,
and,
do you holler at your kids like that? Or they slap you back?
And I know how the parents react to certain situations. It's changed, man, believe me.
I understand that the parents complain more and the kids are bigger babies. I don't disagree with that. I just think the college model, for the most part, it's still very much dictatorial. The coach holds all the cards. He has all the juice.
Well, he's the coach.
But well, right, I'm saying I don't think they're afraid of the players.
But
the
NBA coaches are totally different.
I agree with that.
The players run the league.
Absolutely.
On everything.
I said the other day to Frank, how would you like to be an NBA coach trying to tell LeBron what to do? Trying to tell these guys what the play is. They're like,
LeBron,
yeah,
his reputation is changing with each and every year, okay? He's a coach killer, and that's a terrible reputation.
Well, that,
players
that's
don't
not
want
true.
To play
that's
with
not,
him. I don't know,
well, no, no, no.
I don't know if
Kobe
he's a
Bryant
great
was
teammate.
Like that. Michael Jordan was like that as well. They're those kind of players that have a tenacity to win at any cost, and players don't want to
not
be in that
the
situation.
Level of LeBron, man. Not
man,
the
no,
level of LeBron.
You can't just pin it on LeBron. No,
if all there is,
he wouldn't have been in all these final games if that was the
yeah,
case.
Yeah, but all it is drama with LeBron, man. Too
that's
much
okay.
Drama.
Well, that happens when you're the best player. You should have drama.
Okay,
that's part of the game.
Okay.
All right, the Blues have put the drama in the rearview mirror. This team is rolling, Strick. In the next 8 years, I agree with you. They will win a Stanley
well,
Cup.
In the next 8 years, they'll win a cup. There's no doubt.
Are they going to win it this year? Are they good enough to win it this year?
You get goaltending, anything can happen. You know, it, put
are
this,
they, what's
put
their
it,
playoff
this,
number, Hoff? Like 98?
Put it this way. The year the Blues win the Cup, it's going to be the year nobody expects them to do it.
Well, that's okay. Any year.
That's every year.
99%.
Playoff percentage, they're now a 99, so they're getting in.
They're getting in.
Can they
they're
make a deep run?
They're going to play Winnipeg or Nashville in the first round, it looks like.
SLU would beat Duke before they win Stanley Cup.
Can they win the Stanley Cup? I mean, sure. I mean, listen, there's a handful of teams that I would consider great in the NHL or elite teams in the NHL, and maybe less, fewer than a handful. There's a couple teams, and the rest of them are all kind of mixed in. Anybody can beat anybody. You get hot, you get great goaltending, you get some timely scoring, you get some scoring depth within your lineup. Things can happen very quickly in the playoffs. We've seen it. So, as long as you get in, you have a chance, and nothing would surprise me with this hockey team based on the way the season has gone.
Do you think when Binnington is done, changes next year already, like how they view it, that they basically are back to having a two-goalie system? Do you think they believe that now?
I think most teams look at it that way, like you have a two-goalie system. You know, there's a couple of teams that have a bona fide number one who you look at and you know going into the season they're going to play 55 to 65 games. I think most teams are in a situation like the Blues, though. I mean, they're gonna be there next year. I mean, Jordan Binnington has obviously played his way in to having an opportunity to be the guy moving forward for the Blues into next season. Still a lot of hockey to go down the stretch and into the playoffs, but he's put himself in a great situation. But I don't think the Blues are going to walk into next year thinking he can go in there and play 65 games. He's going to have to have some help behind him.
Andy, I'll tell you what, one of the best parts of the Blues team is when they made the trade, not made the coaching change. This kid, this coach, looks like he doesn't take any damn prisoners whatsoever.
You don't think he's afraid of the players?
I think
even though the climate's changed?
I think they're afraid of him.
They're afraid of him.
Correct.
They're afraid
of
him.
You know why? They've got YouTube proof. All you have to do is look at his YouTube videos, and you'll be afraid of him, too. I love what he's brought to
and
the Blues.
And he's the guy next year, right? There's no doubt at this point. There's still a slight window.
No, you got to give it to him now.
So do they even call Quenneville? Do they even wait for him
to call?
Talking
to Joel a little bit yesterday, by the way.
Still in the chalet? Still drinking scotch?
Still hanging out. Listen, this guy's going to have a lot of options. I said this from the very beginning, from the day he got fired. Based on the way the playoff format is right now, we all know it's more difficult to get out of the first round than ever. And there's going to be good teams who will lose early in the playoffs, who, if they believe they can go out and get Joel, they'll look to fire their coach and bring him in if they think he can get them over the top. He knows he's going to go to a good team next year.
Where do you, if your gut, could be Nashville?
Could be Nashville.
Could be Colorado?
Could be Colorado, yeah. Those are a couple teams. I mean, Philadelphia.
Does that Seattle thing
mentioned.
Make sense? Expansion? I don't know.
He and Dave Tippett are pretty tight, but I don't think he wants to wait another, the duration before they're ready to play in the NHL. I don't see him going to a team like Philadelphia. I mean, he's going to have a lot of options. I mean, I don't see people are still throwing out Tampa Bay. You know, from what I understand, there's an extension in the works, if not completed already, with John Cooper and the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I don't think that's going to be an option for him whatsoever. Plus, they're having an unbelievable season and just clinched the President's Trophy. But he's going to have plenty of options to pick and choose of where he wants to go.
All right, how about a little Cardinal talk when we come back on the slop? Tuna sort of sits out the hockey segments. Maybe we get him back engaged. What do you want me to bring up, Chuck, other than Cardinals? What do you want to bring? Something controversial?
Bring up anything. You bring up Barry hockey. Splinter. I don't care. They ain't going to win nothing. So what do we waste time talking about?
I thought you were on.
Same old. I'm on the same tank, but we're saying the same tape. You could have played it last season. Same old song.
Did Mike Caruso ever get you down there to a game?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know Mike.
No, but they said they were getting Chuck Tuna to a game.
Mike Caruso, I've called the guys twice and never returned the call. Mike, the heck with him. The heck with him.
Mike has told me over and over that I can bring you down whenever you want.
So okay, we'll go.
Happen. We'll put you right on the glass.
Go Saturday.
Tampa Bay team in town.
Saturday, yeah.
I think, can we do that?
No seats available Saturday.
Right. Wow. See, that's what happened.
Not on the glass. That'll be a tough one.
Wow.
Hey, you can't. I
get
thought you were Mr. Hockey. Tell me,
get him upstairs.
Tell me you want a brother on the glass.
You got Sally and Dino got seats up there. You can
right,
grab a
why
seat.
Right, not me? Come on.
Grab a seat.
Help a brother out.
It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank is out for a couple of days. It's the Maryville University listener line, which is also our text line, 855-282-8255. Appreciate Maryville University being part of this show. Gateway Motorsports Park brought you that opening segment. We're coming right back. It's the slop. Is it the best show on radio? I think Charlie Brennan would disagree. 855-282-8255.